there's only two things that can happen. You can hit a good shot or a bad shot. So why waste time doing it?
What's up? We haven't had a good what's up in a while, so I wanted to give that one. the full display. Joined here today, the Down Bad Boys are back in town. Connor, we were close, so close, but no cigar. Jordan, second place.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We all expected him to show up today. He did, or I guess this weekend. He did. Someone just played better. I think that's what it comes down to. It's hard to be too upset because, like, it's not like he pooped his pants or anything.
Right. I'm like, well, the end. You could say the end of the day Saturday. He sort of did.
Sure.
I wouldn't say the front nine today. I mean, he didn't strike the ball well the front nine today, but it could have very easily gotten out of hand this morning. And instead, mm-hmm. he made some absurd up and downs to keep the trains on the tracks. And then drain that eagle. Yeah, and I mean, he said it himself. He said, you know, this is the first time I feel like I've played good enough to win. And the guy just went out there and beat me. So, you know, nothing you can do about that. On the other hand, the guy who finished in third, he really didn't play his best today. And that was hard to watch. That was really hurtful. I don't know how much you watched it, Connor, but I believe it was seven. Seven was actually like, oh, like here it goes.
It started early today.
It was very early today. It was he ended up seven, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, fans, if you're out there. Seventh, the par five. His second shot went right bunker. Just he bailed out of it. Not good. And then he was close to the lip of the pot bunker, and he just. I mean, it was amateurish how hard he hit the ball. Like, he sculled it 40 feet into the other bunker, made his six, and got on his way. But it was like, okay, like, it's going to be, I guess, again, here we go.
Sunday, baby. Sunday.
Like, Saturday, him and Colin playing together was beautiful golf. Today was kind of boring. I'll say today was boring for sure. I would have liked a little bit more teeth from an open venue. The 8 miles an hour wind and perfectly sunny is not really what you want from Sandy.
Yeah, what did Colin finish? 15 under?
15. It was. I mean, Colin played very, very well, but if there's no conditions, it's so easy for these guys. No kitties. Is there anything you really are dying to talk about, Connor?
Well, you know, Jordan started third today. I didn't want to do this to myself again, especially my cable box just stopped working. So I didn't really have the means. Well, I had some means, but I didn't have my prime means of watching. So I wanted to go to the beach today. I went to the beach. I was like, I'm going to get away from it for a little bit. I'll come back. Either I'll enjoy the rest of the Open or I'll be very stressed watching the last couple holes as Jordan tries to win. And it was the latter. And, you know, the whole day was kind of stressful because I had you texting. I had my other friend texting me updates by the hole. So I knew it was happening, and I just had to get to a close-by restaurant to watch the end of it. And, again, he just kind of par to finish the day.
The start, I tweeted at one point that the leader stunk. It was not the crispness that I was expecting at the start of the day. Colin ended up showing it around the middle of his round. But yeah, today was kind of meh. Oh, okay. Your camera's off. You must be. That's weird.
I'm good.
Okay. Awkward. What were you doing?
Mm-hmm. I got another call. I had to decline that.
Thank you. Let's see. There's something else I want to talk about before commercial. When Colin, this is one of those things, like, if Colin Morikawa ever gets, like, slightly okay at putting week to week, he's the best player in the world. No one hits the
ball.
Today
was more than okay, I'd say. I saw a couple.
Oh, today he was highlights. Out of the world good at putting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even week to week when he just has, like, an okay week on the greens, he's going to finish in the top five because of how well he hits the ball. which, and you know, you're just not going to catch a guy like that. And you know what you talk will about? Catch? What? No,
let's talk about another man's putting after the break.
We are going to talk about another man's putting after the break. Yes. Great segue into commercial. All right, back from commercial. Connor, this young man might need some help, and other young men need help with their finances. So if you need help with finances, call Gabe Page at Medling Lucente & Associates. We'll attach his contact information. Connor's had some great calls with Gabe, and it's just extremely professional and very helpful for getting your finances in order. Gabe is fantastic at the job he does. So is everyone at Medling Lucente & Associates. Someone who is not fantastic this week and, you know, injury could be to blame. That Will Zalatoris putt was the most shocking piece of video I've ever seen in my entire freaking life.
Agree.
Okay, cool. It came out later. I mean, he had to withdraw after that, but
yes,
it was like, I've never seen anything like that. He almost missed the ball. Like, it was so, so bad. I gasped. I got in my car after work. I didn't see it live. And I was scrolling through my phone after work, and I was like, oh my God. Like, and I'm glad there was an explanation for it. I'm glad there's at least some reasoning behind it. Like, I don't know. Honestly, I'm withdrawing no matter what. I don't care have a real injury. Yeah, I think
I was going to say, you withdraw no matter what. And you say, like, he might have said, like, completely making it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an injury.
He did acknowledge.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, I will accept it. Like, you can lie. It comes out. He plays next week. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You got to just say it.
I'd be like, you know what?
You got to just say, like, oh, it's Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, my arm. It's broken.
Yeah. Like, yeah, dude, that's fine. Like, he did acknowledge it in his like press release. Like, yeah, I kind of embarrassed myself. But like, if he had just stepped up to the mic after the round and was like, yeah, guys, I'm going home. Like that, like no more of that. Two more things I wanted to talk about, maybe three. Bryson, that whole mess feels like a year ago with him being a little baby boy. I won't swear on the pod. I want to call him another B word, but I won't.
Mm.
I cannot, as a man in the golf equipment industry,
of course,
I cannot sit idly by as a professional attacks the people who makes all of the best stuff in the world for him. Like, these people go through so much garbage and so many thousands of hours of testing to make him like 40 different drivers. And he's like, the face, like, shut up.
He's got too much science.
I hate that guy.
He's progressed beyond science. He's just a higher being at this point.
We're just beginning to understand miss hits.
I hate him so much.
Oh my God.
I hate him.
Oh my God. He's the absolute worst. Last thing I want to talk about, John Rahm with like the sneakiest good Sunday ever. If NBC made it seem like he was one back the whole day. He played very, very well. He was never going to win, but NBC was like, John Rahm could win the tournament. Oh my God. Paul Azinger was on one today. He might have, I don't know if he was on some sort of sedative. Like, that dude was terrible today. Dan Hicks was also bad. I'm sorry. I hate NBC. God, a lot of hatred in the second half of this episode.
That's what the boys are for.
Yeah. John Rahm could win 10 majors before his career's over. He's playing. He's just so complete. Watching him and Colin go at it for the next few years is delightful.
And Jordan.
In different ways, though. Like, John Rahm bullies golf balls. Colin is the best iron player in the world. Jordan Spieth is a fantastic iron player. But, you know, it's that magic. It's that putting.
That little head case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all very different. And then when DJ finds his game too, watching the four of them compete will be fantastic. And Theo Humphrey missed his ninth cut in a row. So
I saw that.
Yeah. He played really well. He was minus five Thursday and Friday. It's the first time he's been on right. a while. But I think the winner finished minus 26 this weekend. I think the cut line was minus eight. So
you're playing at the putt-putt range? What's going on? Can I play this course?
Corn Ferry events are a different world. Like, if you're not shooting 65, like, pack it up and move on to the next one. And Theo is probably about ready to pack it up and move on to the next one. If he's listening, I could use some more stuff. I'm running low on Vandy shirts. I could really use a few.
Anchor down.
Anchor down. I need a few more shirts, Theo, if you're listening. If you ever want to get other good merchandise, Birdie Book at Birdie_book on Instagram and Twitter. Use promo code 1over20 to get 20% off your Birdie Book purchase. And anything else, Con?
I love you.
I love you too. My parents are in town. I just got dinner with them.
That's awesome.
I'm going to be traveling this week. I think I'm going to do an Instagram story of my day on the Breakfast Ball Instagram. You know, do live Q&A.
Yeah, please capture Harrisburg's awfulness. It's a terrible city. It's really gross.
I'm hopeful that the Country Club of Harrisburg is nice, and I'm staying at a very nice Western. So
if you drive near downtown, just please encapsulate how disgusting.
I don't think I will.
Just drab. Or see Three Mile Island. That'd be kind of cool. Shout out Jim.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
They call I think Jim was born on 3 Mile Island because he's a 3 out of 10. Oh, good night, everybody.
There's only two things that can happen. You can hit a good shot or a bad shot. So why waste time doing it?